You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Episode 7 of Soundtracks, we're covering one of the most anticipated films of the year. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And today on the show, we're going to be looking at the soundtrack behind one of the most anticipated films for the year, Rian Johnson's, or Ryan, I don't know how to say it. There's an I, whereas there should be a Y. Looper. One of the more interesting film plots I've seen in recent memory. And once again, continuing suit, one of the better soundtracks I've heard this year. Been an excellent, excellent year for soundtracks. Composed by Nathan Johnson, for those of you that are fans of the string instruments mixed with really gritty industrial sounds, you are in for a treat today. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's get right into it. This one is called Seth's Tale, and it's right here for you on Soundtracks. Seth's Tale right here on Soundtracks, where we're doing the Looper soundtrack. Just want to give a quick shout out to Nathan Johnson for composing an excellent score, and La La Records as well for distributing it. If you want to pick up the CD, you can find it on iTunes or in stores now. It's cool to get, you know, the free preview that they provide for you on this podcast, but checking out the full album is definitely worth your time, so check it out. And check this out. Wouldn't you know it, Rian Johnson and Nathan Johnson are actually cousins. They actually bear some relation. This isn't the first time they've worked together either. For those of you who have seen Brick, you heard about the massive abuse on the score on that one, where there was just cheese graters and whatever household instruments kind of being batted together to form that soundtrack. Kind of a similar approach taken when the two worked on Looper. Bunch of odds and ends stacked together to make just a weird industrial sounding soundtrack. The drums were switched out for metal pipes and just plastics and such. Treadmills running at a speed were used as background. Industrial fans, I mean, you name it. All these things were used. The initial recording took place in a parking garage where the sounds of car door slamming serve some of the drum tracks for these songs. And I sit here and I read about the process and all the work that went into it, and I think, how do you make this sound so incredible. I mean, seriously, going on to a song right now that just invokes a huge emotional response for me. Just a fantastic track. Cannot hear it enough. This is Revelations, and just listen to the emotion in this song and see if you don't see what I'm saying. It's right here on Soundtracks.
Thank you.
wonderful track. Revelations right here on Soundtracks, where we're covering the Looper soundtrack. Nathan Johnson, of course, composing the score to this, and La La Records distributing. Please check both of them out, especially Nathan Johnson. He only has like 1,000-something Twitter followers. He needs more. He definitely needs more after this film. So let's talk about Looper for a little bit, shall we? Very interesting concept, something that isn't really tackled when you get into time travel films. Typically, when you go into time travel, the whole premise is to avoid contact with yourself by whatever means, a la Back to the Future. You don't want to cause a rift in time or possibly affect the future. However, we have a main character who is intent on killing his future self. Something that, quite frankly, I think takes an incredible amount of chutzpah, as the Hebrews say, to do. I couldn't do it. Could you? Just kind of simmer on that while you listen to this track, which has a very strong string presence. It's called Her Face, and it's right here on Soundtracks. Her Face on Soundtracks, we're covering the Looper soundtrack. Once again, I am Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. Thought a little bit about whether or not I could kill my future self. And I just couldn't do it, especially if my face were to look like Bruce Willis when I got older. Nothing against Bruce Willis, I just have mad respect for the man. Bruce Willis, he just looks like he is in shape, as many former action stars do, but I just gotta commend him for staying in the shape that he does, because he's probably in better shape than me, and I'm at the better, you know, I'm at the prime of my life right now. So, maybe I need to get into Hollywood. Maybe that's the secret. Anyway, Bruce Willis, 57 years old. Round of applause for him for keeping his body in shape like he has. He seems like one of those actors who's for sure going to be making movies 20 years from now. Something like a Clint Eastwood type character, you know? I know if my future self were to come out looking anything like him, I wouldn't want to take him down. With that said, we move on to our next track. This is Hunting the Past, right here on Soundtracks. Thank you. Hunting the Past right here on Soundtracks, where unfortunately, we've once again reached the end of the show. I want to thank you guys, as always, for listening. You're great fans. Our fan base is growing with every week. We've been getting a lot of great offers for movies to cover. And I really couldn't be happier with the way things have been going lately. So keep listening. Subscribe on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Big help to me. Always make sure you check out geektyrant.com and give me a little feedback. MickJost@geektyrant.com. Tell me what you like about the show. Tell me what you don't like. I want to hear all of it. Please. Please. Gonna leave you with the final track on the soundtrack today. It's called Everything Comes Around. Take it easy, guys. This is Soundtracks. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit geektyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's geektyrant.com.